The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. And on my return, I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. I have a TV up in my bedroom, so as I am getting ready in the morning, you know, makeup and hair and such, I usually have one of the business news channels on. Not because I am particularly interested in which company paid the most dividends last quarter or whose price-to-earnings ratio was lower than expected, but because you can get a fair amount of news about current events on these channels without quite so much politics, which I'm just plain tired of. This fall, there was a lot of coverage about Sam Bankman-Fried. Recognize that name? Mr. Bankman-Fried, whom I'm going to call Sam because it's easier, was on trial last month. Earlier this month, on November 2nd, after less than 5 hours of jury deliberation, he was convicted of a number of charges, including securities fraud, money laundering, and wire fraud. These charges arose out of Sam's leadership of a cryptocurrency exchange called FTX, which was once worth somewhere around, $32 billion and is now in bankruptcy. Try as I might, I just do not understand how cryptocurrency works, and I don't think I ever will. But you don't need to understand it to understand Sam's bad behavior. Sam had, quote, a reputation for embracing risk, close quote. He told investors one thing when behind closed doors another thing was happening. He siphoned off billions of dollars of assets, his customers' money, from FTX to his hedge fund, which in turn made speculative investments and improper loans. There were no internal controls in place, no checks and balances on Sam's wheelings and dealings. Now you'd think if someone had a, quote, reputation for embracing risk, that maybe, just maybe, people both inside and outside FTX would have been paying a bit more attention to what Sam was doing. But hey, he was making money for them, right? At least until he wasn't. In our gospel readings from Matthew over this past church year, we have heard Jesus lift up a number of different types of people for blessing: the poor in spirit, the peacemakers, those who let their light shine before others, the merciful, those who forgive, those who believe in him. I wonder, might the point of today's gospel, Jesus' parable of the talents, be blessed are the risk takers? I mean, it's not hard to go there. A man is taking a trip. He must be a very rich man because he hands over a significant amount of money. The 8 talents he divvies up, 5 to one slave, 2 to another, 1 to another, equaled in total about 160 years worth of wages for the average person. Multiple lifetimes worth of earnings. After a long while away, the man comes back. And what does he find? Well, a pretty good return on what he left behind. The slave to whom he gave 5 talents doubled them. The slave to whom he gave 2 talents did the same. Now remember how much each talent is worth, a couple decades worth of wages. This is big money. Wall Street would have been impressed by these returns. And so both of these men are commended for their stewardship. Well done, they hear. You're getting promotions. Going forward, you will be in charge of many things. But then there's that last guy. He feared his master so much that he decided to take the completely risk-free approach to his stewardship of his master's property. This guy dug a hole in the ground and hid his talent. And so he can give that 1 talent right back. At least I kept it safe, right? That's good. Master, however, does not agree that that's good. He calls this slave wicked and lazy, chastises him for not at least putting the money with the bankers to earn some interest. And then he banishes him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This parable has been the stuff of many a stewardship sermon, and it's no wonder. The parable of the talents opens us up to prayerful reflection and deliberation and evaluation of how and how well we care for that with which we have been entrusted. Indeed, God has given each and every one of us unique gifts. You may not always believe it about yourself, but you have been blessed by God with skills, aptitudes, interests, resources, relationships, experiences. And we, children of God, are called to care for our gifts, cultivate them, use them well, to glorify God, to love our neighbor, to work for justice, to make this world a better place. We do all of this in the in-between times. Pastor Lorenz preached about this last Sunday, how while we remember and celebrate Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension 2 millennia ago and look to Christ's coming again sometime in the future, knowing neither the day nor the hour, we live in the meantime, trusting in Christ's presence with us even now in word, in sacrament, in the community of his people. During this meantime, this in-between time, Jesus teaches that we are to keep awake, to be ready, as those wise bridesmaids in the parable we heard last week were. And along with being awake and ready, and by the way, that will also be a theme during Advent, which begins in just 2 weeks, Jesus teaches that we children of God are to be bold. Now, I'm not saying that in the parable of the talents, Jesus is lifting up the Sam Bankman-Fried model of risk-taking as the model for us disciples to follow. But I will suggest that in today's parable, as well as many of his other teachings, Jesus tries to help us understand that discipleship is not about playing it safe. The one who calls us to leave our old lives behind, to love our enemies, to take up a cross, to sell all our possessions and give the money to the poor, to go all in with him. Well, he is calling us to some risky stuff. We spend our lives trying to figure out what that looks like for us, what talents we as individuals and as congregations have been entrusted with, what resources for ministry God has given us and asks us to use in service to the church and the world. I pray that whatever we do, we don't ever dig a hole in the ground and hide the gifts God has given us to keep them safe. For the God who risked it all to become human and suffer and die for us has something completely different in mind. Thanks be to God for that.